All right, thank you. So I'm James. I work at New Lion. For those that don't know, New Lion is an end-to-end streaming platform for video, an OTT video streaming platform. What that means is that customers create content and then give it to us, and we can do everything else to get it to their viewers. So we'll ingest it, transcode it, package it. We help them with monetization. We have analytics tools. And we can build their apps. We have our own CMS, all types of tools that we have in order to help them get their content to viewers. And today we're going to talk about watch data. So to backtrack a little bit, media companies, they're trying to find out, they're seeking for ways to pull ahead of the competition. And they're not sure how to do it. And one of the key things they do is ask themselves some marketing questions. So some examples would be, you know, what are my most effective and profitable marketing campaigns? Who are my most valuable customers and how do I find them? Who is likely to cancel and how can we keep them? So we have all of these questions and we're trying to find ways of answering them. So what is watch data? Flowing over any streaming platform, there's a huge amount of data. So there's everything that viewers are doing while they're consuming and using their apps and interacting with their apps. And all, it's possible to capture all of that information as these apps are being used. And what is New Lion watch data? So at New Lion, we have these very large customers. Last year, we did 63,000 live events. We're delivering over 300 live linear channels. So, and we're going to many, many countries. We're going to 180 countries around the world, so pretty much every single country in the world. And we're delivering all of this content. And we have a couple of analytics tools. So we have a real-time analytics tool, and then we have Ace Analytics, which we released last year at NAB. And what that does is it goes beyond typical POS data. It brings in all the other types of data that are being collected as viewers interact with their content. So they're buying subscriptions, they're taking on free trials, they might purchase an add-on subscription, etc. So all of this information can be collected. And that brings us to some of the data that we've managed to see and some of our customers have managed to start pulling out of this system. One of these pieces of data is that device penetration drives increased lifetime value. So what we've seen is that the number of devices you're using with your subscription correlates to your lifetime value. And in addition to that, or alongside of that as well, the number of hours of content that people consume is also related to the number of devices they're using. So the more devices, the better the lifetime value, the more content viewers are going to watch, et cetera. And that can vary. That can vary from service to service. It can vary by device. It can vary by region, et cetera. So one of the things I'm going to do here is show you some of the actual tools that we have. This is our real-time analytics system. And here I'm in the user section, so I can view all of my viewers that are using the system at any point in time. One of the great ways of using the system is to go to this map view here. And I can drill down all the way to the individual viewer, see where they are, and what they're consuming. I can also view by screen. I can view by type, so example, are they a subscriber? Are they authenticated for a TV Everywhere service? Are they on a free trial? How are they coming into the service? I can also view by content, so I have all of my different pieces of content in the service. I can analyze it through this tool in real time, how it's being consumed, what's the most popular content. I can look at my EPG if I have one. I can integrate that into this system and pull out content that way. And then drill down into the content in the same way I could with the viewers as well. And what this is about, one of the ways some customers use this, for example, is if they've got live content and there might be two teams playing and they're in different parts of the country, and they might see that there's more viewers represented in one part of the country to where the other team are. And they'll go on social media and start in real time, you know, trying to get viewers in the region that's unrepresented or underrepresented to start using the service and start watching the content. So that's an example of how this could be used. We also have app analytics in here as well, so you can see how your apps are performing in real time, operational analytics, and this end user track as well. So if we go in here, this can be helpful for customer service, amongst other things. So you can see exactly who your viewers are, what they're watching, what the user experience is like. So if someone, for instance, calls up to complain, they weren't, you know, they didn't get a good stream or they didn't have a good experience, you can come in here and see, well, actually they watched 4 hours of great quality HD content, they had no issues whatsoever, and it will tell you that information in here. And so this is our real-time system. Then we have the ACE system that I mentioned as well. So that's taking all of that same data that we just looked at and also pulling in other pieces of data from across the platform. So it's bringing in customer service data, it's bringing in revenue data, promotional program data. All of that's coming into this system and being archived. So over time, you can build up this really great view of how your service is performing and what areas to focus on in terms of marketing. So in this particular, this ACE tool is a series of dashboards. I'm in a free trial marketing dashboard here. So I can see my free trial conversions and active customers, and I can look at churn, I can look at churn reasons, and then segment the audience as well. So I can do customer targeting. I can pull out any of these pieces and create a list of people to act on. So if I show you churn trends, for example, here we've got top churn reasons. This is an example of customer support data coming into the system. And I could select one of these reasons and go to my customer targeting, and that pulls out a list of all of those viewers. And so then I can target them with a campaign. You know, maybe there's something I can do to upsell them and bring them back into the service. Another example, again, here is I have free trial revenue, and I have free trial by promotion as well. So I can see which of my promotions are most popular, which ones are really working, and dive into those, and maybe, again, pull out the viewers on a promotion that was less successful and push them towards a more successful promotion. So that's the ACE tool. We believe that, you know, some of the key benefits of this tool is it helps you with higher conversion rates, higher profits, increased loyalty, increased retention of viewers, and you're going to increase the life value and just the overall user experience as well. As you use this tool and understand what your viewers are doing and what they like and what they don't like, you can use this tool to improve the user experience. It affects what you're doing in terms of apps, which apps are you focused on, etc. So that's the overview of this. That's it.
Okay,
thank you.
Thanks so much, James.